With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After warning Houthi rebels to stop attacking ships in the Red Sea, the U.S. and Britain launched a military strike, bombing more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed rebels. In a White House statement, President Biden said the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks on the Red Sea. One of those allies, Australia, Defense Minister Richard Marles.
The actions that have been taken today, supported by Australia, are about maintaining freedom of navigation on the high seas. They are about maintaining global trade. And that is completely central to Australia's national interest. This decision was not taken lightly.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal aviation officials are looking into Boeing's role in ensuring the safety of a jet panel that flew off a Alaska Airlines plane last week.
Hunter Biden told the judge he was not guilty on 9 counts of tax offenses. If convicted of all the charges, Biden could face 17 years in prison.
Many parts of the country are dealing with or preparing for more wintry weather. Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service says a storm in the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring some bitter cold.
We're expecting temperatures, compared to normal, to be 15 to 25 degrees below normal as it moves through.
It's one of a number of sprawling storms bringing everything from what the National Weather Service called life-threatening wind chills in South Dakota to the possibility of tornadoes in the south, and school and flights canceled in advance in parts of the south as well as the Midwestern United States. This is SRN News. Many of America's pastors have thought about quitting, as we hear now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, 53% of pastors say they have seriously considered leaving the ministry at some point over the last 4 years. Researcher Scott Thuma says, quote, "The further we are from the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the more we observe larger percentages of clergy pondering alternatives to their present congregation, vocation, or both." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right prime minister says his government will soon submit legislation allowing civil marriage for gay couples. That's despite reservations from some of his party's own lawmakers and the country's powerful Orthodox Church. However, the PM says the proposed law will not extend the right to future parenthood through surrogate mothers to same-sex couples, an issue that has divided Greek society. This is SRN News. A preliminary review finds no connection between suicidal thoughts and a new class of diabetes and obesity drugs.
But U.S. Food and Drug Administration officials say they cannot definitively rule out that a small risk may exist for those taking medications such as Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. The agency said Thursday it will continue to review reports that some patients taking the drugs or similar ones had thoughts of suicide or attempted self-harm. The agency says people taking the drugs should report any concerns to their health care providers. Keith Peters reporting.
An Airbus plane operated by United Airlines cut short a flight after crews got a door indicator warning last night. The Chicago-bound jet landed in Tampa. It took off later after the issue was addressed. It was different from the Boeing MAX 9 plane that had an in-flight incident last week. More details at SRNnews.com.